justice and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour, Wilfred Owen, the young man who wrote an incredible volume of anti-war poetry during World War I, died when he was 25. He was killed in a German machine gun attack. As the bells were sounding in England of the end of World War I, his parents were notified that he was dead. Probably his most famous, or if not famous, most well-read poem is the one, Dulce et Decorum Est. The full title is Dulce et Decorum Est Pro Patria Mori, which means simply it is sweet and proper to die for your country. Double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and toward our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots but limped on, blood-shod. All went lame, all blind. Drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired, outstripped 5-9s that dropped behind, gas, gas, quick, boys, an ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime, dim through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you, too, could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil's sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cut of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues, my friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori.